Thank you for holding. Is this Nixon?
This is he.
Hey, Nixon. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
All right, yourself?
So far so good. It's been a busy morning, but a good problem to have nonetheless. I understand you were
Right,
speaking with
I see.
my rep, Tara. Oh, sorry. I think there's a delay in the line.
Yes.
Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yes.
Did
No,
she do
you're
a good
fine.
job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to apply a new in business credit towards the listing. Makes it a bit more affordable for you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, I mean, this stuff isn't rocket science or anything. I guess my only question, because so like I check this stuff very often prior to this conversation. Like, you'd be surprised how many times, like, because I'm always, because so I'm Google guaranteed, so I have the badge, so I show up in that listing area. But you know, like the main one, like she's talking about underneath the map. I normally show up in the top, but it varies. Like right now, let me see, I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I am number 8 on that list. So definitely being at that top of that list is definitely important, you know, because I, you know, people aren't going to scroll but for so long.
Yeah, and they don't usually,
My
you don't
only
pay
question
for
is, so.
lead or click. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, and that's also given in the circumstance of if they've already passed by the Google guaranteed businesses and then they're on that list, yeah, you definitely want to be on the top, you know,
Right.
100%. My only question is, so right now, like so I type in heating and cooling in Highlands Ranch and I see three businesses. So which business would I be, which spot would I be taking?
Well, actually, how you're listed 1, 2, or 3 is based on the location of the end user. So we say it'd be a top recommended option, like 1, 2, or 3, but you know, it's going to be based on the location of the end user. Usually Google will give you those top guys and then they try to order it in the method of which one's closest to you geographically.
So you're telling me that at no point in time, if anyone, you know, looks me or looks up anything related to HVAC in Highlands Ranch, I'll always be in the top three.
Yeah, you'd be a top recommended option. That's the whole point of our service. So like the guys that are up there now, they're all working with a premier Google partner in order to achieve that position. And basically all it is Google has an algorithm that dictates who ranks and who doesn't, even if they're Google verified already and have a Google business profile. So all we're doing is going into the back end of your Google business profile and implementing the algorithm updates that cause you to be listed there. It's not going to be like Google Guarantee. We do that here too, and we also do Google Ads, but they rotate. Like right now, I actually tried to find your Google Guarantee listing because usually that's just a condensed form of your Google business profile that we would need to get into anyway. But I didn't see any Google Guarantee campaign or like listing for you at all. Is it like deactivated right now? Like you don't have it set up to pay for
No, it's
lead?
activated, which is crazy. Yeah, it's been like all last week it was on there. It was in that listing and like I was always like within the top 10. And right now currently it's just not there, which is weird. I don't know why, but maybe it's just, you know, it rotates. Like I noticed it jumps different positions throughout the day. Like it'll go lower or higher in ranking throughout the day.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bidding system too, you know, like the lead fees, they can range anywhere. They'll tell you it'll be like $40 to $100. And then on the back end of it, I don't know if you're hosting it, but you can kind of adjust it to like, hey, I'm willing to pay the $100, and then they put that guy first. It's kind of weird. Because they know they're going to get the most out of
Yeah,
it if
no, I
they
mean,
connect them to the customer.
yeah, well, like I have my local service ads app or whatever, and I
LSA,
have my
yeah.
budget, and I have my budget set. Yeah, I have it set pretty high, like, so it's
Yeah,
just,
you should still be
yeah, I
there
don't
though.
know.
That's kind of crazy.
I also kind of potentially think that it's just, you know, I'm a smaller company, newer company, you know, they're gonna always show favoritism to those bigger companies that, you know, speak a little
Yeah, I
bit more
mean, there's
money
guys
or
like
are more comfortable
Applewood.
with them.
They got like over 11,000 reviews on their Google business profiles. Guys don't
Right.
like
So
to
like,
give
you know,
reviews.
yeah, I take it with a grain of salt, you know, like it, you know, it kind of is what it is, you know.
Yeah. But you're doing the right thing. I mean, it's, can I ask you, why did you sign up for the Home Advisor by Angie's List, though?
Why?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Google Guarantee is pay-per-lead, but they don't sell the leads to, like, four or five other people. I know Home Advisor by Angie's is kind of like you pay a lead fee. Even if you don't get the job, you pay the fee, and then they sell it to, like, five or six people. So you're, like, bidding against people on that network. Where Google Guarantee, you're not.
Yeah, the thing is that, honestly, I have not gotten a single lead through Google Lead yet, and I just got that set up maybe 3 weeks ago, and I haven't gotten not one single lead through them yet.
Jeez.
Yeah, you know, I got to kind of establish myself more. But with Angie Leads, I mean, to be completely honest with you, Angie Leads popping, and I'm good at what I do, so I'm not really concerned about competition because all these bigger companies have all this overhead, so their prices are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine are a lot lower because I don't have so much overhead.
Yeah.
So I beat them out no matter what because of my pricing.
I think a local listing would be able to save you a bit of money, though, on those lead fees. If we can have you consistently ranking here with the Google Places placement, have people calling you directly without the lead fees. You know, I think the problem you're having right now with Google Guarantee is just you're not even showing up there, so obviously – there's something going on the back end. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the exact issue is that's preventing you from getting up there without actually logging into it and you know, looking at it. But in order for it to be effective, you got to be on the first page, right? So Google Places, I mean, this will have you consistently up there without having to pay for every single lead, click, or call, you know, and we host that for you. Typically, our pricing structures run about $4.99 month to month. I could get it down to $299 with the rate that Tara requested for you, that new in business credit. So, I mean, you're looking at about $10 a day. I think that's going to be a lot more cost efficient than your Google Guarantee campaign. I think maybe even replace that Google Guarantee campaign, and then we could always reactivate it. You know, you've already gone through the background screening with Google, and we're a Google partner. So we could always reactivate it and host it for you down the line, too, if that's something that you want to do. But
I mean, to me, it would make more sense just to keep both.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have so much accreditation.
I mean,
in your industry, that's so important too. Like, people are sketchy with the HVAC guys.
And like, yeah, and also too, it'd be kind of dumb for me to take the Google. Like, I haven't paid for one single lead through Google Lead yet, so like, it's not like it hurt me at all. Like, it cost me anything to get screened and all that kind of stuff. So like, it's not.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, because I wouldn't be able to give you an answer as to why it's not showing, but if you did want an answer, like, if you continue to have the problem where, hey, it's like, I'm willing to pay, but it's not showing me and it's not charging me anything, so obviously you got to figure that out in order to get it to work, you know? So I was just letting you know, like, if you do want to transfer over the hosting for that, you know, that's something that we could provide for you, too. Like,
okay.
We have Google certified technicians in-house. Most business owners don't try to run the ads on their own or run Google Guarantee on their own. They usually have a third-party Google partner that's hosting it for them, helping to make sure it works.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Google wants that too, because if it's not effective for you, then you end up canceling it and they lose you as a customer. So they want you to work with the Google partners. That's the whole point of the Google Partner Program, is because we can get in there and make sure it's effective for you. Also dispute leads on your behalf directly with the Google headquarters if it's not an actually good lead. We pass the leads off to you live, you know, with the customer on the line, and then you only get charged if you agree to go out and actually meet with them. So usually you want to have usually you want to have that in place.
So the $299, what is that including? Like, what on a monthly basis, what all is that including for me?
Yeah, so that's for Google Places, and then we'll do all your SEO content creation as well. So you'll be on the first page of Google. You're good.
Yeah,
It's like a popular directory submission. We make sure all the content matches up with what Google's requesting through Google's trusted directory. So directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We host your business profile on all those platforms too, and make sure it has like up-to-date and accurate information, but also, you know, it aligns with what you're actually doing as a business. You know what I mean? Like, if we swap your keywords that you're being hosted for on the first page of Google, let's say you say, okay, I'm up there for HVAC contractors. I want to show just for heating. Okay, we have to go and make sure that that's accurate through all platforms that you're on that have to do with your business name, address, phone number, or website. So that's another reason why you want to have a host rather than, oh, there's an issue, and then you get a notification of an issue, and then you just, maybe you're in between jobs or you just got done with a long day. Now you got to sit down on your computer, go in there and figure it out, you know. So the SEO content creation and hosting will definitely help make sure that there's no discrepancies on any directories that have to do with your business and that your clients are able to get a hold of you without subjecting you to like a Google Guarantee lead or a Home Advisor lead because you have that same number affiliated on those platforms, right? So you don't want somebody that's like trying to contact right. you from Yelp end up dialing or clicking the number on Home Advisor just because they looked you up and they found that. Now you're getting charged a lead fee for somebody that should have just been getting a hold of you directly without the charge, you know? So things like that are right. important, especially if you have a complex marketing strategy. You want to have somebody back there that's going to oversee all the online listings and make sure that they're not like overlapping or there's any discrepancies with like charges that you're receiving or how you're being seen by the public.
Okay.
Kind of an in-depth answer, but we just kind of host you on all platforms. Make sure that anything online that has to do with your business is up to date and accurate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me do this. Let me talk with my fiance because on certain stuff like this, I talk with her and just see her input. I mm-hmm. don't see why I don't see the value, but I'd like to talk with her.
Yeah.
See what she thinks.
Yeah.
And then
also too, there's Facebook
or someone can follow up.
Yeah, I could circle back. So Google Places, I mean, we're just a partner. They'll give us a list of the qualified contractors, and then my reps will call out on it until the spot fills. It's pretty much what they hang out with you. They'll send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill this thing. But I'll send you my contact information. That way, when you talk to her, if she gives you the go-ahead, you can always reach out to me. But that platinum bundle, I'll send you the pricing page so you can see everything that's in it. It's the one that's $590.
No, I have it. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at it right now.
So I was offering you the $599 package for the $299 pricing structure, and then I waived all setup fees on the campaign. So, you know, you have the Facebook ads in there. You have the tracking system, account dashboard access. That's basically an app you could download, and it helps you oversee everything. For Google Places, of course. It'll separate Google Places from, like, your Google Guarantee stuff. But, yeah. It's.
And then
I think we'd save you a lot of money and make you more, too. Is Google Guarantee? I don't know why Google. Yeah, lead generation. It's live lead generation. So it's like people literally are just typing the HVAC or heating and then they see you. And if they click on it through a mobile device, the leads will be tracked. So like if they're on their iPhone, they type in HVAC contractor, they click on Fireside, that call gets recorded and they save their information on like what they looked up and you have access to that in the tracking system. To be able to literally hear like people.
Yeah, I think I have that on my Google Business profile. I think I can see that. Like if people use mm-hmm. a desktop and stuff like that, is that what you're referring
yep.
to?
Yep. Yeah, we have our own app, so it's a little different, but it's similar to that. And so you could see all your conversions. You could see what you're not getting. If you're missing calls, it'll still pipeline their information so that you could call them back. That way you have just like a pipeline of leads you could work if you're, you know, stagnant at some point. So that's pretty useful. You can request Google reviews from there too. Send them live links to your Google Business profile to write reviews.
And so it's $299 a month.
Mm-hmm. And it's month to month too. So there's no like long-term commitment. So all of our clients, I mean, we always start out month to month with them on a local listing before we upgrade to like Google Guarantee or Google Ads. So they're coming back on their own, you know, it's not like they have to use it. And I think that says a lot too, you know, we don't get paid unless our clients get paid. And obviously if they're going to continue to use it, it's profitable.
Yeah, I guess that is a fair concept. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you're going to cancel it if we don't get in there and make it work for you. We don't want that. We want to make money.
That's right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and do it, and let's see if we can try it out and what comes of it. And like,
you're gonna love it. And then, like I said too, I feel like after a month or two of this, or even just the first 30 days, or whenever you're ready, if you want to have us get into your LSA and fix that for you and actually get it showing, we could do that too. But we'll start out with this. So I'm just going to verify like some basic information. I know you already have your Google Business profile here, but I'm just looking for any kind of changes. Is the street address the same? So you're still at the 9425
yes.
Princeton Circle?
Okay. All
right. Yeah. Update. Hours of operation, everything the same?
24 hours, yes, sir.
24, okay. Same phone number, no changes?
Nope.
Okay. That makes it a lot easier. All right. And then the website. Okay.
Site I don't have one yet. I'm in the process of that.
Okay, my rep put being worked on. So you have a domain name already purchased?
Yeah, I have a domain, but I don't want to send anyone there.
I got you.
I have a domain, yeah.
I do want to have it hyperlinked to your Google Business profile, though, so whenever they finish it, it's viewable. So what's the domain name?
For like, right, but technically right now, if they're working on it and someone clicks on it, it's still going to like show like the work in progress, right? So it's not going to look right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be an immediate flip of the switch thing either, though, you know. I mean, we have to do a client interview, and then, you know, you have to fill out your form for Google verification, which is actually separate from, like, your Google Guarantee verification form. So, I mean, there's a couple of days. What's the ETA on the website?
I'm not, to be completely honest with you, I'm not sure. It may take her a week. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, what I'll do, I'll just... I think I already sent it over, but I'm going to send my direct number and extension. And then whenever you're ready, just, or whenever they're ready, just text that over. If you have any issues with the website person or you guys have a fallout, I'll leave the website optional because that is a part of that platinum package bundle too. So if you don't want to pay them for hosting or, you know, if you just want to have it all under one roof, which we actually prefer too, because if Google's asking us to make changes to your site, instead of having to relay that information to you and then you relay that information to your website guy, we would just have it all in-house. So you do have options on this.
Wait, what do you mean by have it? What do you mean by that? Like someone there could do the website?
Yeah, it's a part of the Platinum Bundle. We provide a site for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see where it says optimized landing page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think website, so I just assumed, I didn't know what that was.
Oh, here, let me show you. So these are, they're called site.
But it would use my own personal domain, right?
I could use your domain. You have to give us access to the domain, but we can upload all the content to it and then provide hosting, do all the graphic design.
Oh. Okay, yeah, let's do that then.
Okay. What's the domain name?
It's firesidehvac.com.
And you own this domain, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. firesidehvac.com?
Yes.
Okay. I sent you a couple of demos, and I sent you my direct number and extension as well while we were talking. Should have that in your text messages there. What's your last name, Nixon?
That is my last name.
Oh, sorry. What's your first name?
Ernest, E-R-E-N-E-S-T.
Is it E-A-R or just E-R?
No, E-R-N-E-R-N-E-S-T.
Okay. Ernest Nixon. Sole owner, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then primary business email. I have to send an invoice receipt, and then I have to send a full outline of this service agreement with all the products and features with the discounted pricing structure.
FiresideHVAC@gmail.com.
FiresideHVAC@gmail.com. Okay. And then you said you'd be able to give us access to the Google Business profile and that domain name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, save. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I got the business profile set up. We want to do a client interview with you just to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. So they'll go over like your full service area in case there's areas that you don't want to go to. We can kind of cookie cutter the geo-targeting on the campaign. And then also they'll go over like your keywords that you want to target. We'll have recommendations based on Google Analytics, but you have final say on everything. And then we'll get access to that domain and get a general idea on how you want the site to look. So usually it's about a 30 to 45 minute call, but I want an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. So what's your schedule look like?
I'm available now. I have a job at 11:30.
The quickest I could do is about 30 minutes here. I could do 10 to 11. Will that work?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Because I have to send the profile over and then give them a chance to pull the analytics for the service area. All right.
Gotcha.
All right. Let me save. All right. I'm going to actually just send your profile over to them right now. I'm going to send you, you're going to get like a little calendar invitation and they'll text you. Maybe not, though. Usually the text comes out an hour before, and the client interview is only 30 minutes from now.
Okay.
All right. And then I'll send you your verification form and everything, too, while I have you on the line. Google verification should be super easy if you already went through the Google Guarantee headaches. How long did it take you to get through the background screening for Google Guarantee? Like 2-3 weeks?
The actual background part didn't take long at all.
Okay.
A couple of days.
I know that sometimes they have like the third party verification, and we know the third party usually gets through it pretty quick. So it depends on how you do it. If you do it directly with the headquarters, it takes forever. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, I just did it through the little My Business thing, and it was like one of the tabs or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you just add LSA through there. All right. You already got the reviews. Already doing LSA. May add later as host. Okay. All right, perfect. So save. Looking good. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Use a credit card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
The credit card?
Yeah.
It's under my name.
Okay, so that's a personal. Is there any middle initial?
Yes.
Okay. What's the middle initial on the card?
So the name on the card is Ernest E. Nixon III.
Okay. Let me make sure I add that. Yeah, because we use VeriSign. So, like, if any of that's missing, it will decline the transaction. And then is the billing address the same as the street address or the business street address?
Yes.
Okay. PIN verification. It looks like you've already done a regular PIN verification, so we're good on that. All right, and then I'm ready for you whenever you are.
9846.
9846. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
February of 27.
February 27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
798.
Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. We'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt as well. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your business. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line, Ernest. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Fireside Heating and Cooling.
Your business will be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ernest Nixon, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we know everything that you currently have. It's really easy for us to just look up name, address, phone number, and plug in the domain and see what you're currently using. But what we want to avoid is duplicating any listings, right? That's why we're not going to create like a whole new Google business profile. We're going to access the one you already have because duplicates cause discrepancies. So if you're not sure if it's something that we're already providing for you, just double check. Okay. I don't want you paying for something that we're already doing either. Okay.
Sure.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but you are on a month-to-month campaign. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your first month's payment is non-refundable for the initial term and account setup. That will be charged today. It's February 8th of 2024. It's going to be in a discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. That means we've included the website for you. We're going to build it on your domain. It's no additional cost. And I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the eighth day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states here you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome email and text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. There will be an email that contains the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. You'll also receive two text messages. One will be a full outline of the agreement that you have to sign off on. And the second one will be your Google verification form. So I'll actually send both of those over to you now. We'll have you on the line. I'm going to be your dedicated account manager. So I've sent you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service if it happens to be after 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, because I only work from 8 to 5 your time.
Gotcha.
All right. So let me update. Save. All right, and then I'm going to process the payment now.
Sounds good.
All right. You're looking for two confirmation text messages that will come through. And then I'm going to hop off the line with you for a little bit here and notate the crap out of this thing. And then I'll have my rep circle back with you at the top of the hour.
All right, sounds good. I haven't received the text yet, but I'm sure that's
I know. I'm going to hang on with you and make sure you get it, because the initial invoice has to be signed off
on.
Yeah,
I got it.
Okay, so the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, it'll say like please click here to accept the subscription. Okay, so that's the outline of the agreement in writing there. You have to sign the bottom of that. And then there's another one we're looking for. Let me see if the automation came through. I'm going to try to manually send it, make it go faster. And then this one is the Google verification form. Should be pretty easy if you've already done Google Guarantee. It asks for like license, insurance, just basic information. I have guys ask me all the time too when it asks them, like, oh, it wants me to send in a photo of like my license plate. You don't have to actually put the license plate number. You can cover the number if you want. They just want you to take like a picture of the tail of the car and make sure like you're actually in Colorado, has a Colorado plate.
Oh, well, the truck has the truck I'm in right now has it has a paper tag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works too. I mean, if you just send a picture, usually it's okay. I feel like for you, it's going to be really easy to push through because you're already doing Google Guarantee. So I don't think we're going to have any issues verifying you. But it says right at the bottom, like, send in what you have. If anything's missing, just make sure that you check the box where it's okay for us to three-way call you with a Google rep on the line. So that way we could verify it over the phone if we have to. But I'm pretty sure they'll just see your Google Guarantee campaign and then see that we submitted you for Google Places, and they'll just push it through. You've already gone through a harder background screening with Google Guarantee than it takes for us to have you listed in Google Guarantee. Or Google Places, excuse me.
Okay. I need to do the verification right now.
No, you can take your time with that. Sometimes it takes guys 2 to 3 days to get that back to me. Try to get back to us as soon as possible, though. But other than that, you know, you're basically Absolutely. Good to go. Yeah, I want to thank you, you know, obviously for signing up. If you do have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call in. That's why we're here. We want to make sure it's working for you and that you're successful. We're going to circle back to you in about 20 minutes. So I'm just basically going to notate the account, and it's going to be one of my representatives that contacts you. Okay, so they'll call you. It'll be a totally different person, but they'll identify as working with Local Splash, and then they'll walk you through it. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Ernest, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right.